bonjour à tous et
Yes, good afternoon, everyone. Can you hear me? Yes, we can. As far as the campaign is concerned, when we adopted the Istanbul Convention on the 20th of July 2018, we launched a series of awareness and information campaigns for the public at large concerning domestic violence, gender-based violence, and obviously, of course, specific forms of violence such as forced marriage, female genital mutilation, forced sterilization, physical and sexual violence. The Istanbul Convention was adopted in Luxembourg and applied both to men and women, to boys and girls. So it is possible to extend the field of application, and we did that. This campaign is ongoing, it's continuing now. Often we use pictograms, which also feeds into our site concerning violence.lu and also assistance services and helplines for children and adults. Since 2007, we launched Orange Week in the framework of the 25th of November, Day of Violence Against Women and Children, in partnership with civil society enterprises, including Orange Week conferences concerning educational programs and activities in primary and secondary schools, where subjects concerning gender-based violence and domestic violence are dealt with. We also launched some awareness activities with our partners, and more specifically, our services who deal with young women and young men who have been victims of domestic violence and other forms of violence. Courses are given in secondary schools and basic education services concerning relationship violence and sexual violence. We also have a team in the ministry which gives briefing sessions and awareness-raising courses on equality between men and women, and more specifically also concerning stereotypes and negative prejudices that can, inter alia, lead to violence. We also participated for the second time on the 6th of February in a program against FGM with an alliance with the media and networks, social networks, using pictograms so that we can reach all populations, even those who do not necessarily manage our language, because our society is very multicultural in Luxembourg, and not everybody completely masters reading and writing either. So I would like to say that, generally speaking, we did participate in this Fourth Edge survey, which is the Institute for Equality, the European Institute, the estimation of girls at risk in the European Union. The results of that study will be made official on the 26th of May next, within the framework of a round table, which will have a dialogue with communities concerned. So I've given you a summary of all the actions we've carried out. And as we see, children are moving forward. They are responding to these messages, and they ask to receive these messages. Thank you.